The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please have a seat. I thought since we were small, I'd stand down here and not be so far away. Yesterday, besides celebrating a wedding here, which was a very joyful event, I also turned 60. It was my birthday. And that means a lot of things to me. My father died at 61, and so it's quite a milestone for me. But one thing that comes to mind that I've noticed as I get older is that I really like schedule and routine. I really like knowing what's going to happen and being kind of in control of things. It gets more important to me the older I get. It makes me tired to be out of routine. And today's gospel, that story that we just read, was about an event where the synagogue officials were really angry to have the proper order of things disrupted by something as unruly as a healing. They were so upset about the disruption in the rules and in the schedule and in the proper order of things that they were unable to rejoice with the miracle that had happened. And that's a pretty striking thing if you think about what happened. This woman was there who had been crippled for 18 years. It sounds like it was a very debilitating kind of arthritis. She had been sick for so long that it's as if she became crippled on the day that Victoria was born, or Brooke, or Beck, and she had been in pain and suffering all those years ever since. That is a long, long time of suffering. It's notable that she didn't even ask to be healed. She was just there. She had suffered for so long, I'm sure she didn't even have any hope of being healed that day. But Jesus saw her, and he called her over, and he just laid his hands on her, and instantly she was healed. And Jesus exposed that hypocrisy of men who, just as a matter of course, would go out and bring their animals to water and feed them on the Sabbath, because of course they have those needs, and be unable to see the need of that woman and be unable to rejoice when she was set free from that bondage. Sticking to the rules and being set in law and in habit blinded them to the needs of another person. And it blinded them to the power of God and to his mercy. It's something that Jesus did all the time. He was always offending people by working outside that box of traditions and proper social etiquette. I think that one of the things that was most radical about Jesus, the most upsetting, is that he really saw people. People that everybody else was quite happy to overlook, and when he saw them, he had compassion on them. When Jesus saw lepers outside the city,
he had compassion on them. When he saw the blind beggar by the roadside, he didn't pass by, he really saw him. He saw the little tax collector Zacchaeus up in a tree, and he saw that Samaritan woman by the well, even though a Jew isn't supposed to talk to a woman, and a Jew isn't supposed to talk to a Samaritan. He saw the little children that his disciples were desperately trying to hush up so that they wouldn't interrupt the sermon. He saw them, and when he saw them, he always had compassion on them. He saw people, and when he saw people, he loved them. Love doesn't happen on a schedule. Love never happens on a schedule. Love only happens when we look at a person, when we see their need, whatever it might be, and when we choose to have compassion for them. Love that's made to fit into our schedule and into our budget and according to our rules isn't love anymore at all. That kind of love is just convenience. Can you imagine if your husband or your wife or your child got a phone call saying that a dear friend of theirs had been killed or that they'd been diagnosed with cancer? And you look at your day planner and you schedule a time that will be convenient for you to sit down with them and comfort them because you want to comfort them, but not now. That kind of convenient love isn't love at all. Because people's pain and people's suffering is never convenient. It's not convenient for them, and it's not convenient for us. There are floods, and there are wars, there are refugees, there are people with cancer, and there are people who are chronically depressed. There's so much human suffering, and human suffering does not abide by anybody's rules, ever. And that means that we're only able to love if we let go of our comfortable schedules, as much as I hate to do that. We let go of our routines, we let go of what we think of as the proper thing to do in order to stop and look at the person and see their need. I think, in fact, that it's a big part of living in readiness. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we read the passage about being ready, like servants that are waiting for their master's return. And I don't think that that's just talking about being ready for Jesus to come at the end of time. I think that it's talking about being on the lookout for the presence of Jesus in the face of the people that you meet, the face of the people that you see on the street, the faces of the people in your family. That's what we need to be ready for at all times, because Jesus told us, whatever you do for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you do it for me. We meet Jesus when we see another person as a real person, and when we recognize their suffering, and when we have compassion for them. It was Jesus' way always to upset schedules and to ruin decorum and to generally disrupt the way things were supposed to be done. People that were in control didn't like that, because Jesus was never about rules, and he wasn't about schedules, and he wasn't even about tradition. He was only about love. That's the God that we follow. We follow a God who's a radical lover. And that means that we're called to love radically. We're called to disrupt the status quo, especially our own status quo. That means we need to be willing to step out of our comfort zone, and that is really hard to do. We need to step out of the norms and the expectations of the world around us, what people think we're supposed to be, how people think we're supposed to act. We need to step outside the box of our routines and our schedules and our own expectations so we can really see the needs of the people around us and we can reach out to them in compassion as our Lord did. Amen.